Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
And in the year 1998, stuff happened.
Hit the music.
Don't worry, there will be future news headlines recaps. Just didn't feel like doing it today.
Today's been a very technical issued day.
Yes, it was a very long and drawn out and arduous and taxing and challenging day.
Dude, today was a long day.
You got that right. What made your day long?
I went to work and then I went straight to the gym.
Long day, but not in a bad way.
No, not in a bad way. But I'm really proud of my daughter. She's wanting to start doing the gym thing, and she's losing weight. She's already lost like 5-6 pounds, something like that.
Nice. Well, she's doing it while she's young, so that's actually the way to do it.
Yeah, and she's doing it with her dad.
Yes,
that's motivation.
But he's old.
Wait a second.
Well, I don't know nothing about that. Said the X in the XY.
Yeah, says the X.
I guess by many people's standards, today would have been a good workout day for me, but for me it was by many people's standards, my workout today would have been a good workout. But for me, I was left wanting. So I've actually gotten to the point now that during the work day, I walk a total of 11 miles.
Oh, wow.
So I'll do like 8 miles in the morning before work. And then during my lunch break, I'll do another 3 because I can, safely squeeze 3 in an hour. I have, plenty of time to get three miles in.
Right.
So like Monday through Friday, normally I'll do 11 miles. And then on Saturday and Sunday, it's just Saturday is usually 8. And then I try to take a day off from walking. But what'll probably end up happening is I just end up doing like between 3 and 5 on Sunday just to take a bit of a break. But if I don't walk at all, I feel weird.
That's the same about going to the gym. If you skip a day, you're like, what do I do now?
Yeah, you feel off because, it generates endorphins when you work out. So 1998.
Yeah, I was 9 years old.
Okay, yeah, I was like, so I know you were a widow thing.
It's crazy. I remember so much from 98, though.
Yeah, 98 was Where was I in 90? 98, I did a show out in Jennerstown.
Was you rocking that afro?
No. I was by those days I was doing the short hair. I didn't
Awesome.
rock it. The only time I had an afro was when I was like a little kid.
Oh.
Because by the time the 80s rolled around, well, you saw the pictures. I had shoulder
Very
length
curl.
hair. I was rocking the curl.
Yeah.
I was doing that curly perm, brother. Was slinging my hair and getting activator in people's eyes.
98 actually had hair, so had long hair actually.
No, I think by 95, 94, no, 94, 95, I think maybe even before that, maybe it was 93. I had cut off my hair and went to short hair.
Heck yeah, got with the times.
Yeah, that and tell you what, it cost a whole lot less money too. It wasn't cheap getting the perm done every so often,
I'll
and
bet
you want to talk
not.
about high maintenance. And then I don't know, I've probably been cutting my own hair for about, I don't know, 30 years now.
What year did you say? Okay, time to just shave it.
I don't remember what year that was specifically, but I think it was the year that I decided to bick my head, just be completely bald.
Yeah.
And I asked my wife to help me with it. So I say, I need your help, because it's not, I don't, want to shave. I just, I want to, be completely, cue ball bald. So, she helped me. And then the second we got done, she looked at my head and said, don't do this no more. So I never did. I mean, anytime I shave my head, I'll just like use the lowest setting on the clipper.
Yeah.
So there'll still be some stubble on my head. So I'll look bald from the distance, but like when you get up on me, you can see I have a full head of hair.
Right.
Now
Yeah.
it's all gray now, but
That just shows experience
yes,
or stress from work, one of the
could be both.
I think I was 16 when Mother Nature said, "You know what? You don't need hair anymore."
Well, the expression I heard when I was a kid was God made so many perfect heads and the rest he covered with hair.
There we go. I like that.
98 was a fantastic year for movies.
Yeah, I got quite a few.
I'm sure we've got some duplicates. I would be surprised if we don't.
Okay, honestly, I just have four.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I've got more than four. But you go first this time.
I will throw out my four. The first one, I'm pretty sure you have this one, is Saving Private Ryan.
Of course.
Yeah. That should be on everybody's list, though.
It was a fantastic movie.
Long movie, but really good.
So
Number
first,
th
I was just going to mention it's the first Vin Diesel movie I ever saw.
You know what? Come to think about it, mine too.
Weird, interesting fact about that movie. I'm not sure how true it is, but one of the reasons that that particular cast was assembled is that they were all writers.
Okay. But number three, you might have it on here. I'm not sure, but it's American History X.
I didn't realize that was that year.
Yeah, it was a 98 film. That movie is very racial to start with, and then you can see how it comes together at the end. Like he fights the racism.
Yeah, no, it's a very good movie. It's a very good movie. And I think both Edwards, actually, once again, somebody who you don't really think necessarily think of as being very talented. Edward Norton, of course, everyone knows he's talented, although he has a reputation for not being very easy to work with. But no, he's definitely the real deal. But Edward Furlong was really good in that movie also.
Absolutely. And the most brutal scene still to date, in my opinion, is in that movie.
Oh, Bite the Curb.
Bite the curb, yeah. Oh
Yeah.
man, it gives me chills every time I think about it.
Yeah, no, that was a good one. I don't have that one on my list.
Oof. I actually own like three versions of that movie. And this next movie, I also own two or three versions of it. It's The Big Lebowski.
That was 98, wasn't it?
It was.
See, now that's a movie I've seen it, but I've like never, I think I've ever watched down and sat down and watched it from beginning to end. I was
Really?
always catching bits and pieces of it. So that's a movie that I definitely have to, it's on my list of movies to just sit down and watch. Like I did the whole Godfather series. I just did that like la maybe about a year ago.
Yeah, I
Did
need to do
the
that.
yeah, the entire Godfather saga from beginning to end. So I mean the Big Lebowski is just one movie. But yeah, I have to definitely make it a point to revisit that and do it properly. I'm gonna do that with Blazing Saddles also.
Yeah, and if you
Probably.
watch like The Conners, John Goodman.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, if you watch The Conners and then watch The Big Lebowski, you see how. Uh-oh.
Well, I mean, John Goodman is a is he's John Goodman. He's good. He's always
Oh,
been
yeah.
good.
He's one of my favorite actors. He was really good in the Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou?
Yes, he I think his first movie with the Coens was Raising Arizona. Him and John Forsythe played the brothers that broke out of prison.
Interesting. I haven't seen that one.
You'll enjoy it. That was when Nicolas Cage was still up and coming. But,
So I bet you don't have this pick on yours.
okay.
All right, you ready for this? It's Pokemon. It's the first movie.
Yeah, you would be right about that one. I definitely don't
Yeah.
have Pokemon on there.
I went to the theaters and saw it.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah,
Yeah,
and that's what I think what got me hooked to it, hooked on the Pokemon back then.
think right around that time, I went with a friend and his sons, and maybe another friend of his, to the Digimon movie.
Oh, that was the arch enemy.
Well, I can't speak to, the ins and outs and the finer points of Pokemon and, versus Digimon. I just know that I felt like it was an hour and a half of my life that I will never get back. I was like, what am I doing here?
What are you watching?
Why? Why? How did I get to, why did this seem like a good idea? But
You
no,
would have
I
only went
don't
to the Pokemon
know if the Pokemon one else was that. I mean, they were all kind of happening around the same time, but neither one of them was really my cup of tea at that time. But okay, Pokemon was
Yep.
that.
And a fun fact about that movie is if you went to the theater and saw it, they gave you a collectible card.
Oh.
One of four.
Okay.
Yeah. And I still have mine.
Man, it's probably worth something now.
I have no idea. It's never been touched. I still have it in the plastic that it came in.
Okay. So, was that your final pick?
That was it. That's my final one.
Oh. Well. Well, my movie picks for 98. I'm gonna try to put them in order. I kind of just scooped them up when I found them.
All
So
right.
I'd say that at number, so that I have 10.
Okay.
So coming in At number 10, I'm going to have to say There's Something About Mary. Because how'd you get the beans above for how'd you get the beans above the Franks?
Oh, the mayonnaise scene.
Oh,
She rubs her hair.
the hair gel. Yes.
The hair gel.
Yes. That's why that made the list. Those scenes. Number 9, The Truman Show. Which I thought was very well done and very kind of intelligent. Number 8, A Bug's Life.
Loved it, yeah. I could watch that movie again.
Number 7, Deep Impact.
Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Deep Impact was the other asteroid movie of that year. Next, with Deep Impact, then would have to be Armageddon.
Oh, even the soundtrack to that was amazing.
In retrospect, I'd probably have to say that Deep Impact was probably the better movie, but in my mind,
Yeah.
Armageddon was way more entertaining and kind of like a over-the-top comic book kind of a way. Next would have to be Rush Hour.
Over the first one? Okay. Did you see the third one though, where he was like, he's not gonna be in Rush Hour 4?
one of my favorite scenes in a movie ever is in Rush Hour 2 when they're hanging in the back of that truck.
Yeah.
And Jackie Chan's like, "Stop your whining, Carter." He's like, "Well, what you gonna do, huh? I'll slap the hell out of you." Jackie Chan's like, "I will bitch slap you back to Africa." I was rolling. Oh my goodness, that was so funny. But yeah, the first Rush Hour, Enemy of the State,
Will Smith.
Will Smith, The Mask of Zorro, Antonio Banderas.
I haven't seen that one.
Okay, that was good.
But
Saving Private Ryan, of course.
I'm glad that was the only one on the list, though, that we crossed paths with.
And then the movie that had to be by far my favorite movie of 1998, which I bought and I wore the DVD out. Probably gonna have to rebuy it on 4K. Blade.
Oh yes. Get the trilogy.
Those are my movie picks. Speaking of movies,
Yeah.
have you any intentions of getting to, out to see the new Superman?
Oh, the new Superman. I want to see that as soon as possible. That's probably going to be like something maybe tomorrow.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, I don't know if you've I watched I saw a few reviews before I went to see it, and based on the initial reviews that I saw and my own opinion of it, I'm actually considering returning to I think that might be the movie that I return to doing reviews about, because we went to see it yesterday. Spartan took me for a kind of a late birthday treat.
Yeah.
And I gotta tell you, I think if you're going to do a Superman movie now, after the Snyderverse and after, it's been done so many different times on TV and in the movies, this is the Superman movie you make, truthfully. There were, there were a lot of criticisms about, well, he's too emotional, he's too this. I don't like the suit and the dog. And I tell you, I have to tell you, going in, I was like, what in the world are they doing with this dog? I'm not feeling the dog at all. But anyway, even there were criticisms about, well, Lex Luthor wasn't all that very well fleshed out. He was just kind of like, maybe a bit of a spoiled brat. You didn't, we know this. I mean, you don't have to be like deep, really deep into Superman to know the Superman story. Everybody knows, he came from Krypton, when he was a baby and blah, blah, blah. We know that he's, messing around with Lois Lane. We know that Lex Luthor hates
Yeah.
him, So I don't know, what are you going to do? First of all, following Henry Cavill as Superman is going to be no mean feat. That's he's probably the most beloved Superman since Christopher Reeve, Henry Cavill. So I give David Corenswet a
Henry
lot of
Cavill.
credit. Yeah, Henry Cavill.
Yeah, he does the Reacher, right?
No, that's
That's
Alan Ritchson.
okay.
And Henry
My
Cavill was
bad.
Witcher. He was the Witcher for a while.
That's where I saw him from. Okay. What was the
Yeah, but
first
no,
two seasons?
he was Superman in Man of Steel, and then Batman v Superman, Dawn of Justice, and then Justice League. Then Justice League, the Snyder Cut. But no, David Corenswet did, I thought, a good job of he they it's a bit lighter in tone. I heard there was a lot of criticism about there was just too much humor, too much of that James Gunn signature humor, and I didn't think there was, truthfully. I
Real.
mean, it was, yeah, no, I think the moments of sincerity hit where they needed to. I don't think you need to club somebody over the head with it, because I mean, once again, the first Superman movie, with Christopher Reeve back in 78, that was definitely the stakes were high, and he had that big emotional moment at the end of the movie where he turns the world backwards to save, Lois Lane. That's
Yeah.
heavy enough. And then, with Man of Steel, that was definitely pretty dark. I think the tone was where it needed to be. I mean, once again, I'm not going to say it was a perfect movie. It definitely wasn't. But it was good. I thought it was, a good start off to whatever his DC universe is going to be. And
It's going to be interesting the next thing they do.
it will be. So, but yeah, the Mr. Terrific, if you hear about him having, maybe having some st stealing some scenes, that's true. Yes, he has some pretty funny lines. And I kind of put the dog in this in the crypto in the C-3PO category. So, like in Star Wars, he's probably the most annoying character in Star Wars, but it's not Star Wars without him.
Exactly.
That's kind of where the dog kind of ends up in this. It's definitely an integral part of the story, and you'll see how he, does his part too for the, well, you'll see it, and we can talk more about it because I don't want to spoil things for you.
Yeah, let me go see. I'll see if I could see if I can see it tomorrow. I should have a free movie pass.
So now, what was your 9-year-old butt watching on TV back in 98?
Oh man. I didn't watch much TV back then, but I have three shows.
Oh, okay.
I do remember seeing two of these three. Okay, my first pick is Dawson's Creek. I didn't really watch, like, get into it, but the next show I did get into, and the next one is That 70s Show.
Okay, I saw that one. I never watched it. I never watched it, but I'm not surprised that that one's on your list.
This last one is two girls, one cup. No, I'm just kidding.
I thought that was a little later.
This one's I just picked this one because of the name and who's in it. Two guys, a girl, and a pizza.
Oh, is that Nathan Fillion?
It's Ryan Reynolds.
I thought Nathan Fillion was in it.
He might have been. I just saw Ryan Reynolds' name on it, and I was like, oh, I gotta mention this.
Okay.
Yeah, and this was like his first series other than his 1993 debut.
Yeah, I don't remember him doing anything before Van Wilder.
Van Wilder was wild. I liked it. And wasn't he an Employee of the Month? Wasn't that him?
Probably. Now he was busy. He's been busy for the past, what, 20 years,
Yeah.
30 years.
Crazy busy.
I don't have a lot. In fact, I was expecting that there would be more for TV in 98. So now these are shows that actually premiered. And one is just, I'm going to mention it because it was a significant show at the time, but I really can't say that I watched a whole lot of it. But that would be Jackass. And then
Don't call me that.
I was just mentioning the show because it was significant. I didn't watch a whole lot of it, but
I did. I did. I was stupid back then, too.
yeah, so Jackass, and then Law and Order Special Victims Unit, which I did watch a lot back then. I don't watch it nearly as much now because it's just really how many times can you do the same thing? Although it is the longest running TV show, I think, in TV history.
Yeah, it's still going.
Yeah, it is.
It's crazy.
And then the new Batman Adventures, which I did watch,
I didn't see that,
animated.
unfortunately.
It was animated, of course.
Yeah.
Now we come to the part where I'm just going to go ahead and recline my chair.
Do you want to go first?
I don't know if that would be fair or not.
I
Unlike
don't.
last time, I have more than just, like, what did I have, three last time?
Last week, I think you had one.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. I had one. So I've got
Yeah.
more than that this time.
Okay, I don't really have any specifics. I have information.
Okay.
So in 98, I'm a big music head from the 90s. I love the 90s music. So this is what I found out. One of my favorite albums is Master P's Only God Can Judge Me.
Okay.
That album I can listen from front to end without skipping anything, and it'd be amazing. Also that year, DMX came out with his first Def Jam Records album, It's Dark and Hell Is Hot, which had the Rough Riders anthem on
You little thug.
it. You think this is another thing. You ready for this? This year, in 98, Snoop Dogg signed with No Limit Records, which was Master P's record company. And Jay-Z released Volume 2, Hard Knock Life. And that album had It's a Hard Knock Life and Big Pimpin' on it. And I think I'm done.
Okay. Well, I try to diversify a little bit more.
Oh, wait a minute. NSYNC, Backstreet, and Britney Spears came out with albums that year too, but nobody cares. Anyway.
Yeah, I did notice none of them made it onto my list. Now I picked songs that, and mind you, I'm not gonna say I necessarily listened to these songs because they were like personally part of my tastes, but they were songs that I remember hearing that kind of resonated with me that year. That I'd hear them in whatever for whatever reason in whatever context. So you'll probably be able to figure out which what goes where in terms of how it might kind of resonates with me. So the top of the list I put Don't Want to Miss a Thing.
Don't want to miss a thing. Yeah, I love that song.
Aerosmith. So
Aerosmith.
The Boy Is Mine.
Don't know that song. I probably
That
will. I
was
probably will if I listen to it.
Brandy and Monica.
Brandy. Okay.
The boy is mine. I'm sure you heard it. It was the got quick, mad radio play. So now, once again, you'll be able to very easily contextualize this one. My heart will go on.
Never heard it. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
My next pick
Oh,
was
Lord.
Smooth.
Smooth. Oh, is that the Santana?
Yep.
Yeah. How did I miss
And
that one? Same with.
my next pick is I had no reason to love this song as much as I did, but I just did. No Scrubs, TLC.
TLC, yeah. Have you heard No Pigeons? Like the comeback from the guys?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, you gotta listen to No Pigeons.
See. Ghetto Superstar.
Ghetto Superstar.
Ghetto Superstar.
By who?
Ross.
I know that song.
Old Dirty Bastard.
ODB.
ODB. So, next was No Diggity.
No doubt.
And another just stupid song that anytime it came on, I stopped and started singing it. Well, actually, there was a video for this song that basically anytime the video came on, I stopped whatever I was doing. So little secret, I worked at an electronics retailer at the time when this song came out, and we played the video for it. Surprisingly, we played the video for it, but the video was the song was Mambo Number 5.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
And well, I mean, for a retail establishment, this song was a little nasty. Remember, there was this old couple in the store, and the video came on, and the old woman saw the video, and she's like, "Oh my."
That's an initial good reaction, right? Oh my.
She seemed taken aback. Said, oh my. Then my last pick is Rump Shaker.
Rump shaker, why does that sound so familiar?
All I want to do is zoom, 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 and a
And a
boom,
boom,
boom.
boom. Yep.
Just shake your rump. Check, baby, 1, 2, 3, 4. Check, baby, 1. Anyway. So those are my music picks.
There's some good ones too.
Well, 98, as you said, was a good year for music. Sadly, that was only like a couple of years left of me actually listening to the radio. Tell me what's on your mind.
Man, I gotta tell you, dude, I had something and then I forgot it. You know what makes me mad is I forget. I had this one thing I was gonna tell you and I forgot. And that makes me more mad than the one thing that I had that was in my head.
I understand.
You know what I mean? Just forgetting. It makes me mad.
I understand. someday you will understand it even more to the degree that I understand it.
So how do you cope with this?
Oh, you mean aside from like just writing stuff down?
gonna start sticking freaking sticky notes all over my room.
What I do is if I'm like trying to remember something in the moment and I just can't remember what it was and it escapes me, I just convince myself that it wasn't important. If it was that important, I would have remembered it.
Right.
Now, is that always true? No, but it does make me feel better in the moment. Have you walked into a room and forgotten why you walked in there, but it was for something important?
Oh, I have done that recently.
The grocery store, like you go down an aisle because need something in the aisle. Why am I in this aisle? Why am I looking at Indian food? Why am I here? Oh, I needed teriyaki.
Yeah, I came for
Back that
Pop
way.
Pockets and Pop Tarts.
No, I mean, that's a different kind of experience than, like, say, getting high than ordering boxes of Cheetos.
Have no idea what you're talking about, brother.
No, of course not. Well, I think that brings us to the end.
That,
Sure.
man.
Surely you have a quote for us this week.
Yeah, just it's don't lose all your marbles. Just lose some of them.
Okay. I'm going to borrow one from two people that were influential to me in my formative years, from two opposite sides of the spectrum. One would have been Teddy Pendergrass. And the other would have been Buckaroo Banzai, but they both said the same thing.
What's that?
So Teddy Pendergrass said, "You can't hide from yourself." And Buckaroo Banzai said, "Don't be mean. There's no need to be mean." And then they both said this, "Because everywhere you go, there you are."
Oh, that's some deep, like, insight.
Yep.
I
And
like it.
with that, thank you. And with that, I will say X,
Why? Z
Z, you
U
later.
later. Think you did
And
good.
we're out.
Yeah, I think you did good on that one.
Well, who knows what we forgot? You
Don't
know.
eat pumpkin cheese. Just don't do
Ew. Ew.
it. Brother,
Brother, ew.
ugh.
What's that? What's that, brother? Don't know what's wrong with me. I'll click on that video. It's a 13-second video, and I'll be watching it for like 5 minutes.
I know.